Dass viele queere Menschen auf Popmusik der späten 70er und 80er abfahren, Künstlerinnen wie Madonna, Kylie Minogue oder schwule Bands wie Culture Club und Frankie Goes to Hollywood noch immer richtig feiern, ist keine Seltenheit. Auch nicht, dass sie dann im Pop-Business selbst arbeiten. Das macht auch der Pop-Label-Besitzer Stefan Pellet aus England. Seit einigen Jahren ist er mit seinem eigenen Label SP Music, kurz für Stefan Pellet Music, am Start und verlegt dort überwiegend Songs von britischen KünstlerInnen wie Ben Davidson oder der 80er High Energy Queen Hazel Dean. Hazel Dean hat dank Stefan Pellet auf seinem Label SP Music eine Doppel-CD veröffentlicht mit dem Titel Dean and Aware Volume 2. Da auch unser Stefan Koschani ein absoluter Pop-Fan ist, hat er sich via Instagram und Twitter mit dem UK Stefan Pellet verbunden und ihn neulich angeskypt. Und da hören wir rein. Nicht erschrecken, das folgende Interview ist auf Englisch, aber sehr gut verständlich. Zuerst wollte von Stefan Pellet wissen, wie er zur Musikindustrie gekommen ist.
Originally, I started working for a gay record label called Energize, which kind of has lots of gay artists on, and I worked in promotions for them. And that worked for them for about 5 years. Then I started doing management for artists. So I started my own company for that. And it kind of progressed from there, really, during the pandemic. There wasn't many gigs going on and there wasn't much to do. So I kind of changed it to a record label and started releasing music. Okay. And then started really enjoying that.
You actually work with artists from the 80s that I really love and I'm really passionate about, like Hazel Dean. And I think she got a lot of collection out. And I really wondering in Germany, I think not many people have noticed that. Can you please tell me why in UK she has such a big success with the compilations that I just released a few weeks or months ago? And how is Hazel in person, so when you interact with each other?
Yeah, Hazel's great. I've known Hazel for many years. I used to be a fan of Hazel, so I used to go and see her performing all the clubs, at all the festivals. And then she was part of Energize, so I got to work with her doing some promotions for her there. And then eventually she just left Energize. So I said to her, do you want to still release music? And she was like, yes. So we put together this compilation and released it through SP Music, my label. And it's done really well. We've got actually lots of more coming up with Hazel. We've got some new music coming out. We've got a charity record coming out with her. So there's lots more to come from Hazel. She's fantastic to work with. I speak to her most weeks now, so we're really good friends. And I'd say she's lovely to work with. I think she's popular in the UK and worldwide, really. There was a program called It's a Sin that was on in the UK, which featured some of her music. And it was around the AIDS epidemic in the 80s. And I think a lot came out about what she did then and how she used to perform in the club still. And it kind of got a lot of press. I think that helped with the compilation as well. But no, she's fantastic to work with. Love her. She's great.
When you find out that you're gay, how did your family react? And was it also for you always in your plan that you want to work in the pop music industry?
Well, I came out in the 90s, so a long time ago now. And it was an interesting time because when I was at school, there was a thing called Section 28 here, where you wasn't allowed to promote being gay or talk about being gay. So it was quite a difficult time to come out. Plus, it had just come off the back of Margaret Thatcher and the AIDS epidemic and everything. So I didn't come out until I was 21. I actually had girlfriends up until I was 21, but I think I always knew. So how I came out was I actually just moved to London and kind of started afresh. I told a few of my close friends, they were fine with it. My family were always very supportive and good with it. But I think the easiest thing was I moved to London and just was out in London. And that's how I did it. And it was a great time in the 90s in London. They had the big clubs, the bars. You used to go to GAY every Saturday night and you'd see Hazel, Sunita, Kylie performing. You know, so I've got really fond memories of, and coming out for me was fine. I mean, obviously, you know, you used to get some difficult things back in the 90s, but I was very lucky with a supportive friends and family.
Can I ask you another personal question?
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend or are you single?
Yes, I have a boyfriend. We've been together since 2002, so quite a long time now. So 20 years. So we met in a nightclub. It was in an 80s room. So I used to go every Friday night to this 80s club and dance to all the 80s music, and I saw him there. And yeah, we got together. We've been together ever since. We live together.
What about the acceptance of LGBTIQ person in United Kingdom in general?
I think compared to other countries, we are quite progressive now in the UK, and we have got a lot of rights, and it is much better. Especially for me, coming from the 90s and seeing how workers' rights have come through, Section 28 being dropped, you know, now you can get married, you know, so. For me, it's been good, and I like seeing, for example, my cousin is gay, and he's 20 now. So he's like the new generation, you know, so it's interesting. And he's got a boyfriend and a house now, and we'll get married soon. And it's great to see, really, him being able to do that at such a young age.
Pink Channel Reporter und Musikredakteur Stefan Koschani im Gespräch mit dem britischen queeren Labelinhaber und Musikverleger Stefan Pellet, der unter anderem für die 2 Dean and Aware Zusammenstellung mit den größten Hits von Hazel Dean und interessanten Coverversionen ihrer Lieblings-Disco-Hits verantwortlich ist. Und aus einer dieser Zusammenstellungen hört ihr den Knaller Nightlife, der bleibt, und da kann ich euch versprechen, oder Stefan verspricht es vielmehr, da bleibt keiner mehr still auf seinem Stuhl kleben. Wer mehr über Stefan Pellet, sein Label und oder seine KünstlerInnen wissen möchte, besucht zum Beispiel seine Homepage spmusiclabel.com oder seinen Twitter-Account. Das ausführliche Interview gibt's Ende des Monats bei Pink Channel Pop Café am 23. April.